Strategic risk management, designing portfolios and managing risk. Introduction, the quest for crisis-proof portfolios. In today's volatile financial landscape, the pursuit of a crisis-proof portfolio has become the holy grail for investors. As we navigate through uncertain times, it's crucial to understand that while complete crisis-proofing may be elusive, we can certainly create resilient portfolios that withstand market turbulence. In this book, we'll explore the tools and strategies that can help you achieve this goal, balancing security with cost-effectiveness. Let's begin by acknowledging a fundamental truth. There's an inherent trade-off between security and cost when it comes to portfolio management. As we delve deeper into various risk management strategies, you'll discover how to strike the right balance for your investment goals. The arsenal of risk management tools. Our journey starts with an exploration of key risk management tools. We'll examine strategies such as continuously holding short-dated put options, investing in safe haven treasury bonds, and implementing dynamic approaches like momentum and shorting currency carry. Consider the strategy of holding short-dated put options. This approach acts as a form of insurance for your portfolio, providing protection against sudden market downturns. However, like any insurance, it comes at a cost. The key is to determine the right level of protection that aligns with your risk tolerance and investment objectives. Another powerful tool in our arsenal is volatility targeting. This strategy involves keeping your portfolio's volatility steady at a predetermined level by adjusting leverage based on market volatility changes. By implementing volatility targeting, you can potentially achieve higher risk-adjusted returns and smaller drawdowns, effectively counteracting market fluctuations. The art of strategic rebalancing. Now, let's turn our attention to strategic rebalancing, a critical risk mitigation strategy that often goes overlooked. The concept is simple: regularly adjusting your portfolio to maintain your desired asset allocation. However, the execution requires finesse. Imagine you start with a 60-40 stock bond portfolio. As the market fluctuates, this balance shifts. Without rebalancing, you might find yourself overexposed to a particular asset class, increasing your risk. Strategic rebalancing helps you stay on track with your investment goals. But here's where it gets interesting. Effective rebalancing isn't just about maintaining fixed percentages. It's about finding the right balance between regular adjustments and considering factors like cash flows and exposure to stock bond trends. This nuanced approach can significantly enhance your portfolio's resilience. Navigating drawdowns, the human element in investment management. As we progress, it's crucial to address the elephant in the room: drawdowns. These periods of decline in portfolio value can be psychologically challenging for investors and can lead to poor decision-making if not properly managed. In our research, we found that establishing reasonable drawdown limits based on return distribution parameters can be incredibly effective. For instance, you might set a rule to reassess your strategy if your portfolio experiences a 20% drawdown over a 6-month period. This approach helps remove emotion from the equation and ensures more disciplined decision-making. We also advocate for implementing preset drawdown rules and adopting time-varying drawdown strategies. These approaches acknowledge that market conditions and manager skill can change over time, allowing for a more dynamic and responsive risk management framework. The systematic versus discretionary debate. One of the most intriguing debates in modern portfolio management is the comparison between systematic and discretionary approaches. Systematic funds leverage algorithmic, rules-based strategies, while discretionary funds rely on human expertise and judgment. Both approaches have their strengths and vulnerabilities. Systematic strategies excel at processing vast amounts of data and executing trades without emotional bias. On the other hand, discretionary approaches can adapt more quickly to unprecedented market events and leverage human intuition. In our view, the most robust approach often involves a combination of both. By recognizing the strengths of each method and aligning them with your investment objectives, time horizon, and risk profile, you can create a more resilient and adaptive portfolio. Putting theory into practice, lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic. The true test of any risk management strategy comes during times of crisis. The COVID-19 pandemic provided a real-world stress test for the quantitative strategic risk management framework we've outlined in this book. During this unprecedented crisis, we observed the effectiveness of strategies like trend following, volatility targeting, and strategic rebalancing. These advanced methods, when integrated with traditional investments, substantially mitigated drawdowns even in the face of extreme market conditions. For example, portfolios that employed trend-following strategies were able to quickly reduce exposure to declining assets and increase allocation to assets showing positive momentum. This adaptability proved crucial in navigating the rapid market shifts during the early stages of the pandemic. In conclusion, while we can't predict every crisis, we can certainly prepare for them. By implementing the strategies and tools discussed in this book, you'll be better equipped to build resilient portfolios that can weather financial storms and capitalize on opportunities in an uncertain world. Remember, strategic risk management isn't just about avoiding losses. It's about positioning yourself for long-term success in the ever-changing landscape of global finance.